KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Cupcakes. Everybody just, they normally take the little wrapper off and then they just bite it. But then you don't have all the icing evenly distributed. So what you're going to do is you're going to take the little bottom off and then make a little cupcake sandwich. Bada bing, bada boom. Now you got even distribution.
A trendy video, I'm told, of a guy instructing us how to eat cupcakes.
So you cut off the chunk of the bottom of the cupcake so that the top to cake ratio is better? Is that it? The frosting sprinkles?
I've always felt like I've achieved a fine ratio without doing that.
Mr. Simpson, a Snickers is not a sprinkle. That's our third Simpsons reference of the day.
Beautiful. So much stuff to get to today. We're going to have to go swiftly. Bingo, bango, bongo. First of all, I want to salute a young man, Officer Pedro Garcia of the San Jose Police Department, who pulled a driver out of a burning car on a California highway, beautiful Highway 101. Guy's 8 months out of the academy. He saw the flames, the car. People said there's somebody inside, so he, without hesitation, just took care of that.
Awesome.
Pulled somebody to safety, saved a life. Every time a cop steps out of line, you hear about it 1,000 times. Well, here's a friggin' hero.
Excellent.
Well
boy.
Done, Officer Garcia. Well done, sir. Also, in the always exciting Bay Area, California, we'll start there. This is a story about drug overdoses, which has been so overshadowed by the Chinese bat fever. And it took a global pandemic to overshadow the drug crisis, because it has reached, you got to be kidding, proportions. And they're talking about the drug overdoses have killed so many more people in San Francisco and the Bay Area than COVID. It's not even close. And they go through all sorts of insane statistics where there's already about 460 overdoses this year, just under last year, which was a crazy record by the end of the year. The peak came in January of this year when 76 people died, 76, and 70 of them had fentanyl in their system. It's still bad. And then they get, of course, in the San Francisco Chronicle into what's causing this. And they hit some of the usual suspects like, income inequality, housing shortages, and systemic racism, as they continue to double and triple down on policies that make it as easy, convenient, and comfortable as possible to be a drug addict. And then they're shocked when people become drug addicts or stay drug addicts and eventually overdose. And they're spending millions and millions of dollars on it, and they still have people just dropping like flies. So, you have that. Exhibit number 2. The DEA is warning about fentanyl and meth-laced pills.
I saw that.
Flooding across the country. We had more than 93,000 overdose deaths last year.
Wow.
Nationally. Over 93,000, which is an increase of almost 30% from the previous year. So you got murders and drug overdoses up 30%.
Good friend of our family, her daughter overdosed, died.
Oh. It's so sad because the people think they know what they're getting. And the public safety alert is about these counterfeit pills, often sold on social media or e-commerce sites, increasingly contain fentanyl, sometimes methamphetamine, and so people don't know what they're taking.
Okay, slow down. There's the part where I'm getting confused, this part. Who's getting these pills? How? Like, am I at any risk if I'm just going to my CVS and getting my medicine that way? Or where are people getting their pills that, that are with have fentanyl in them?
Wherever illegal drugs are sold.
So they're trying to get stuff illegally.
Right, exactly. You have an oxycodone habit and you buy it from a dealer.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're not sneaking fentanyl stuff into the Walgreens.
Right.
Okay.
Indeed.
So as long as I'm going to a actual pharmacist.
Yeah. At first, the drug abuse and the deaths centered around prescription pain kills as Big Pharma farmed out some of the most dangerous stuff ever seen on a pharmacy shelf and claimed it was fine. Never forget. In recent years, the death toll has risen sharply, in part, fueled in large part by fentanyl, which we've all heard about, which is absolutely incredible. So, you know, if you or a loved one has a habit, you know, we're rooting for you to get clean. It's twice as dangerous. It may be 50 times more dangerous to have a pill habit than it was 3 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Just keep it in mind. Maybe that'll help motivate you. And our final...
Well, it was very deadly to be a an addict of any of these things when it was where you were getting the pure stuff. And it killed people like crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's way more dangerous than car crashes now. Way, way, way more dangerous. And the final drug note... two fine folks, Andre Jesus Morales and Christine Ponce, were arrested in Southern California, according to the Riverside District Attorney's Office. They were charged in a massive drug bust that resulted in authorities seizing more than 46 pounds of an extremely lethal synthetic opioid. You've heard of fentanyl. Do you know carfentanyl? It's actually spelled differently, oddly enough.
No.
46 pounds of this stuff, not to mention some coke and some heroin, but they say the drug is 10,000 times more potent than morphine, 100 times more potent than fentanyl. It's typically used to tranquilize elephants. And
wow.
Now, keep in mind now.
Alex, in the newsroom, can you look up the average weight of an elephant for me?
Sure, can.
It would be very helpful to know.
12,000 pounds.
Really? Off the top of your head?
It's something like that. African elephants, 12,000. Mm-hmm. We'll Indian elephants, somewhat smaller.
We'll see how close you are.
That was like...
Well, do you want African, Asian? Which one?
African are 12 to 15,000 pounds on average. Asian, more like 8 to 11.
Okay, Alex.
Somebody get this man a cupcake. 13,000 of African bush elephant, Asian elephant, 8,800.
Joe has always been really good at guessing the weights of zoo animals.
Elephants should not be in zoos, Jack. I was super into elephants as a kid. Still am. I wrote a paper about prehistoric elephants in fifth grade.
Asking about his full-size back elephant tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, when I told my kids a couple weeks ago that there's a company in England serious about bringing back the woolly mammoth, that's like the only thing my nine-year-old can talk about when he's in the bathtub. Let's talk some more about the woolly mammoth. Do you think it will, I mean, just every night.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That and that they discovered, the new dinosaur they discovered over the weekend, the monkey dactyl. Have you heard about this?
Oh, look out.
A pterodactyl that's part, it's got like a head of a monkey and opposable thumbs. It's the oldest beast with opposable thumbs that they've ever discovered, a monkey dactyl.
Wow.
They got to bring that back to life.
That sounds like something Dr. Frankenstein would sew together. That's crazy.
So the reason we had started to, you have a giant...
Anyway, well, if your boys want to form, I'll form a woolly mammoth enthusiast club, and they can be in it. But anyway.
The fact that you've got a full elephant back tattoo is just fantastic. The reason
absolutely, and he's wearing Ray-Bans.
People are taking drugs that are designed to put an elephant down.
Yes,
that should help you get over your day's problems.
So listen to this math here. 2 milligrams of fentanyl is enough to kill someone. 2 milligrams. And this stuff is 100 times more potent than fentanyl. Oh. And they had 46 pounds of it, enough to kill more than 50 million people.
So the goal of a drug dealer is not to kill their clients.
That's a terrible business model.
Exactly. You don't make it works for McDonald's. You don't.
They have attorneys, you idiot.
You don't make any money off of a dead drug addict as a drug dealer. So there's no upside from that standpoint. That's why I'm always just so... Where did I first hear this story? Was it 60 Minutes? Who did the story originally about China making fentanyl and getting into the United States to kill us off because they believe we're such a decadent, drug-addicted society? Here's a chance to kill off hundreds of thousands or millions of Americans. Is that what's going on? Because, like I said, the drug dealers, there's no advantage to them.
Well, I think the Chinese are absolutely enthusiastic about that goal. I think that from the point of view of the drug dealers is you have an input, an ingredient, and it's much, much denser, more powerful, so you have to ship much less of it. It's just much more convenient. And then you have to actually formulate your pills, but the problem is the most infinitesimal mistake in this kills people, and it's killing 90,000 people a year in this country. So they're not that good at it.
Well, that sounds like the margin for error. Your quality control would have to be really, really high.
Right, right. But again, I mean, if you're trying to make 10,000 pills to get people high, you need 1/100th of the amount of carfentanil as you do even fentanyl, which is just mind-bogglingly powerful. So, again, it's a question of convenience.
So I've never been a drug guy for whatever reason. I just really, really like booze. I mean, just so much.
It's good to have a hobby.
You know, the things would come out at parties, and I was perfectly fine sitting in the corner with my booze. I'll drink all your booze while you do whatever that is because I want all the booze. But but so now if you're sitting around a party and people start to bring stuff out, there might be something there that's going to kill somebody instantly.
Absolutely. Which is why every city in the country is distributing Narcan to whoever wants it. That's that nasal spray that'll revive you from an overdose. It's a horrific problem. Like I said, only the Chinese bat fever could overshadow this story. It's an enormous story. It's a public health just catastrophe.
That's interesting.
And this is the age of hyperbole. That's not a hyperbole.
Hmm.
Don't do drugs, kids.
So things coming up. We got to check in more with the hearings from yesterday and going on again today with General Milley and the Secretary of Defense about Afghanistan and the Woodward Book and everything. There's some more good stuff that maybe you haven't heard. Also, we have a new richest man in the world who says he's going to send Jeff Bezos a silver medal for second place.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Because Jeffrey Bezos is now the second richest man in the world. And it ain't even close. So all that's coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Armstrong and Getty here. And so you probably heard us talking about GetUpside. Do you remember that? The free app that pays you up to 25 cents cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Well, we have a special offer for our listeners. Right now, when you use promo code Getty, you'll receive a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's up to 50 cents per gallon cash back.
So let's do the math. Say you got an SUV or truck with a standard 20-gallon tank. Promo code Getty would earn you $10. That's 10 extra dollars in your pocket just for buying gas. Something you have to buy anyway, and it's basically free money.
Stop overpaying for gas. Start earning cash back with GetUpside. It's the easiest decision you'll make all day.
Download GetUpside in the App Store or Google Play and start earning cash back just for buying gas.
And remember to use the code Getty to get the bonus 25 cents per gallon cash back. That's G-E-T-T-Y Getty. Promo code Getty. Again, download GetUpside in the App Store or Google Play. Start earning cash back for buying gas and use that promo code Getty.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sales coming up Saturday, October 2nd.
Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're going to get more into the hearings going on yesterday and today where they're grilling General Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, also the Secretary of Defense Austin about Afghanistan and the Woodward Book and all that sort of stuff. And there's some contradictions that the White House is having to deal with, and we'll talk about that coming up some more. I haven't asked my financial advisor. Have you asked your financial advisor about Tesla stock? Last time I talked to him about it, and several years ago, he was like, oh, no, like, yeah, it's way overpriced. And so I just kind of forgot about it. But it keeps going up. Tesla's now worth more than the next seven car companies added together. That's your Ford, GM, Toyota. I mean, all the biggest companies in the world.
Wow.
All added together. And that's part of the reason, I guess, that Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk, maybe you've heard of him, is now worth... You remember when the richest man in the world, Bill Gates, got up to like $30 billion? Then it was like $40 billion, and then Bezos came along and was worth $50 billion. That's insane. Elon Musk, now the richest man in the world, $210 billion.
Wow.
Is his worth because he's got so much Tesla stock, and the Tesla stock just keeps exploding. Elon Musk.
For all we know, he's got $650 in his checking account, you know, because he hasn't sold that stock. But.
He surpassed Jeff Bezos to become the world's richest person. He said he's going to send the Amazon founder a silver medal and a giant statue of the number two. I'm sending a giant statue of the digit two to Jeffrey B. along with a silver medal, he wrote in an email to Forbes after they announced he's the richest man in the world. Elon Musk doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that I'm sure he had to be told he's the richest man in the world. There have been people, there are plenty of billionaires who I think check their net worth on a regular basis because it's very important to them where they rank and everything. I don't think Elon Musk ever even thinks about it. He works like 90 hours a week to try to continue to make his spaceships and his cars better. He's just obsessed with that sort of thing.
Well, Jack, I've allowed you to mention his name many times this segment. I'm going to ask you to stop because my heart is broken. Elon Musk has broken my heart.
Okay, what'd he do?
He reassured everyone of Tesla's commitment to China, saying the automaker will continue to expand its investments in the country. Second time this month, he was highly complimentary of the nation that's imperative to his electrical vehicle company, saying it's, quote, a global leader in digitalization. Less than 2 weeks ago, Musk, during another pre-recorded stream, said Chinese automakers were most competitive in the world. My frank observation is that China spends a lot of resources and efforts applying the latest digital technologies in different industries, including the automobile industry, making China a global leader in digitalization. Tesla will continue to expand our investment and R&D efforts in China.
Yeah, I read some of that over the weekend, too, and I find it troubling. I mean, the reality is it's the biggest market in the world. And if that takes off and goes electric cars, as people start to get into a situation where they can own cars, more and more people in that ginormous country, that would change the fortunes of Tesla greatly. But it's unsustainable. I don't get, this is a different topic now, I don't get these companies that think the future is China. It's not. We are going to decouple from China. It is going to happen.
Or China will collapse economically in a way that so weakens the Communist Party that it evolves as a society. That is not out of the question.
You gotta lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
Well said, my friend.
Bezos, by the way, is worth $190 billion, so he's not that far behind.
Jeffrey Bezos.
I'm not trying to come off as Bernie Sanders here, angry that there are billionaires, but the top billionaires have really expanded how far away they are from everybody else.
Right. Well, they have truly global corporations.
I'm a Tesla driver and owner now that doesn't have any Tesla stock. I don't know how common that is. I probably should look into that, but it's clearly the future. I mean, as I drive this car, I haven't purchased a cent of gas in a month and a half, or I haven't spent a cent on driving my car in like 6 weeks. And I just think, and there's no oil, there's no nothing. It's clearly where it's going to go. I'm not happy that it's going that direction. I like gas powered cars, but I just think it is going to.
I don't really have. I don't care. It's fine with me. I don't care. I think some of the technological challenges and environmental challenges of electric vehicles are grossly underappreciated.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just not worried about it.
By the way, I'll mention this quickly because I mentioned it when you weren't with us a couple weeks ago. Those charging places that they put at your local Target or downtown in your town to be so progressive and cool and taxpayers paid for them or the store had to pay for them to be there or whatever, they don't do freaking nothing. You can plug in for 2 hours and you'll get 1 mile worth of energy out of that. It's just a gesture. I was plugging into one at the Target the other day in my town, which they're so proud of that sort of thing, and a guy in a Tesla said, "Don't bother. It's a waste of time." So I didn't know that. But that's what happens in downtowns all across America. They got the special parking spots, too. So we're up with electric vehicles. Those things don't do really
well. Well, that explains why they're always, always empty.
Why they're always, always empty.
If you miss a chunk of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Having football down to a science starts with having sleep down to a science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.reading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Reading. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.reading.org.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. you'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Control mode and pushing back hard on the accusation that President Biden lied in his interview with you about the military advice he received on Afghanistan. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying there were other military advisors who supported the president's decision to withdraw all U.S. forces, though when I asked her who those advisors were, she wouldn't say. But she did emphasize that the president was heeding other warnings about what would happen if the U.S. left a residual force of troops in Afghanistan. They would inevitably come under attack from the Taliban, requiring more troops to be sent in, and rather than ending the war, it would prolong it. The White House insists.
Now, so that's interesting. That's ABC News. That's the network that George Stephanopoulos is on. So their legal reporter saying the White House is pushing back on the suggestion that the president lied when he was talking to you. You remember it became a thing during the Trump administration to just flat out state they would have stated in the same situation. Donald Trump lied yesterday when he told they would have just stated it as a lie.
Sure. That's one of the great, and once you discover it, it is amusing how consistent it is. If the story is Republicans screwed up, the headline is Republicans screwed up. If the story is Democrats screwed up, the headline is Republicans accuse Democrats of screwing up.
Right. So he goes with, the White House is pushing back on the suggestion that they lied, as opposed to just stating,
Biden friggin' lied.
His generals told him to keep 2,500 troops. He told George Stephanopoulos, nobody told me that I remember. So he got that whole conversation. There's some interesting stuff that came out of the Senate hearing yesterday with General Milley, who is an advisor to the president. That's his job. And then with the Secretary of Defense. And there's more going on today with House members questioning him. But this back and forth with Tom Cotton, who was in the military himself, Senator from Arkansas, and General Milley. This is a good one. Clip 40, Michael.
All right. I just got one final question. General Milley, I can only conclude that your advice about staying in Afghanistan was rejected. I'm shocked to learn that your advice wasn't sought until August 25th on staying past the August 31 deadline. I understand that you're the principal military advisor, that you advise, you don't decide, the president decides. But if all this is true, General Milley, why haven't you resigned?
Senator, as a senior military officer, resigning is a really serious thing. It's a political act if I'm resigning in protest. My job is to provide advice. My statutory responsibility is to provide legal advice or best military advice to the president, and that's my legal requirement. That's what the law is. The president doesn't have to agree with that advice. He doesn't have to make those decisions just because we're generals. And it would be an incredible act of political defiance for a commissioned officer to just resign because my advice is not taken. This country doesn't want generals figuring out what orders we are going to accept and do or not. That's not our job. The principle of civilian control of the military is absolute. It's critical to this republic. In addition to that, just from a personal standpoint, you know, my dad didn't get a choice to resign at Iwo Jima. And those kids that are at Abbey Gate, they don't get a choice to resign. And I'm not going to turn my back on them. I'm not going to resign. They can't resign, so I'm not going to resign. There's no way. If the orders are illegal, we're in a different place. But if the orders are legal from civilian authority, I intend to carry them out.
I thought that was really interesting.
I thought it was interesting and an absolutely an eloquent and honorable answer to the question.
Sure. That doesn't let Joe Biden off the hook in any way for the fact that he told George Stephanopoulos, nobody told me that I recall.
That's just ridiculous. It's a laughable assertion.
So, which really makes you wonder why. So, dude, why didn't you say, yeah, I got that advice from most of my advisors? Not all of them, but most of them. I just disagree. I think leaving is a good idea. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, and or say something like they gave me advice on what they thought was best militarily. But as a nation, I thought we were best served by getting out. And that residual force would have drawn fire, et cetera, et cetera. The war would have continued. But instead he said, nobody told me that.
That I remember.
Right. A liar or senile or a senile liar or what. Or as you suggested earlier, that's a very lawyerly thing to say. Yeah. I don't recall that.
Yeah. I don't think it was an accident that he says, I don't recall anybody telling me that.
I mean, it's just, I mean, anyway.
Anyway, I think that was a lesson for everybody about the way the whole thing works. They sit around and they give an elected official who's not in the military advice, and then they do whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, it's in my craw, so I'll mention it. Tucker Carlson went off on the general yesterday. For the China call and the rest of it. I thought he was completely unhinged. I disagree completely with his assessment. I don't know what he's up to, but...
The general or Tucker Carlson?
Tucker. I don't know. But it was just very strange. Like, the stuff about the China call. Do you want to do more on the Joe Biden thing, or can I turn to the China call?
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about the China call, because I think it's...
What about the China call?
What was that? Sean!
What about the Putin call?
Right, exactly. So we'll talk about the China call in just a moment.
China!
That's right, sir. After a word from our beloved sponsor, Simply Safe Home Security, they have a so cool new wireless outdoor security camera. Any rando, any weirdo, any scumbag comes close to your house, you're going to have a fabulous, high-def shot of them, their face, their license plate number, even if it happens at night.
Get one of these in time for Halloween. Catch those neighborhood rascals TPing your tree in the front yard. This cool camera system. I'm more interested in finding somebody who steals my bike or something.
Yeah, Mrs. Kravitz. What's the matter with you?
Everything's in the 50s in black and white in my world. So this ultra-wide 140-degree field of view camera where you can keep a look over your entire backyard or your entire front street or whatever. 1080 HD resolution, 8x zoom, so you can zoom in on a license plate or a face. Battery operated. You don't need to be near an outlet. Night vision, spotlight. Very cool.
Color night vision, which is really cool. Learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. And Simply Safe will knock 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. You're going to like it. Super simple. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. So the Woodward book, which...
Peril!
You know, old Bob Woodward, solid journalist. I think everybody agrees with that. He's as old as Methuselah of the Bible. I mean, he reported on Washington's inauguration. But he's begun to slap on a little eyeshadow and lipstick and tart his books up a little.
An unknown source tells me Washington has wooden teeth.
So anyway, they made that claim about Milley calling the Chinese and saying, we're not going to attack, I'll tell you if we're going to attack. Which is, roughly speaking, accurate, but it sounds way, way more provocative than it is. Let's see, I'm scanning the... give me clip number 38, would you please, Michael?
Respect to the Chinese calls. I routinely communicated with my counterpart, General Li, with the knowledge and coordination of civilian oversight. I am specifically directed to communicate with the Chinese by Department of Defense guidance, the policy dialogue system. These military-to-military communications at the highest level are critical to the security of the United States in order to deconflict military actions, manage crisis, and prevent war between great powers that are armed with the world's most deadliest weapons.
So, I'll be vague. I have personal knowledge of the liaison the American armed
exclusive
forces.
Exclusive, an Armstrong and Getty exclusive.
Not really. No, that's the point. It's not exclusive at all. And this is why Tucker Carlson was on his last night saying, Milley, take off those medals. You're a traitor to the country. I like Tucker very much, and he's almost always right, but he was unhinged. Anyway, that sort of liaison is routine with the great powers. And if intelligence comes that says, hey, China's freaking out, they think we're about to attack, not only is it appropriate for Milley, with the Secretary of Defense, and he said 10 other staff members on the call to call up and tell the Chinese, hey, we're not posturing to attack you. Everything's cool. Don't freak out.
Well, let's play. Let's
to
play,
not do that would be grossly negligent.
Let's play 35 real quick to continue on that point.
Great.
I know, I am certain that President Trump did not intend to attack the Chinese, and it is my directed responsibility. And it was my directed responsibility by the Secretary to convey that intent to the Chinese. My task at that time was to de-escalate. My message again was consistent. Stay calm, steady, and de-escalate. We are not going to attack you.
So there's where I get a little bit confused. So did we had knowledge that the Chinese thought we would, and why did they think that? Are they crazy? I mean, like if I go to my neighbor's house, knock on the door, hey, say, I just like you to know, I'm not intending to steal your car tonight. What?
Well, yeah, exactly. We, from what I'm told, we got intelligence that China was freaking out a bit about the instability in the U.S., the January 6th, the rest of it, and they thought, for whatever reason, Trump might be contemplating an attack.
They've had too many crab rolls or something. That makes what made them think that a bunch of QAnon people attacking the Capitol was going to lead to Trump attacking China? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you don't have all their calculations. I mean,
I don't do Chinese math. So.
You have played Chinese checkers, though, so you're not completely out of your depth. No, you'd have to figure out what their calculations were to get to that conclusion. I don't have the slightest idea, but I don't doubt that it's true.
Makes me think they're kind of like crazy people or incompetent, but that they thought.
Or maybe they read the New York Times, where the new Hitler was going to overthrow the nation, cancel the Constitution, see his dictatorial powers, and they believed it. Or at least they were concerned that it might be true.
Anyway, I thought Milley saying as forcefully as he did yesterday, I did not think Trump was going to attack China.
Right.
Was kind of portrayed there when the blurbs from the book first came out.
Well, and you can forgive people for not knowing that both through the State Department and the Department of Defense were in constant contact with our adversaries to avoid a miscalculation and a mistake that could kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. So that happens all the time. If you didn't know that, that's cool. You don't have to know that. But it's true. And so Milley did not betray the country and liaison with the Chinese, in betrayal of his vows and his oaths. That's ridiculous.
We'll see what the fallout is from Biden apparently lying to us all about to get advice. But
well, one final point on that question, I made it briefly earlier, is that Joe Biden's performance thus far, if you're going to be a sober observer of it, is exactly what you'd expect. Gaffe prone, make stuff up, scatterbrained, wrong about virtually every foreign policy question in the last four decades, et cetera, et cetera. Who expected anything different? And if you did, why? Based on what?
So the R. Kelly verdict came down over the weekend. We didn't talk much about that. We didn't talk at all about that. Guess who came to his defense? Bill Cosby. That's a good story.
Good Lord, no.
With friends like that.
That's like when O.J. puts out those TikTok videos where he tries to solve a murder. But to read the room. G-money.
Among other things we've got on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your goals, your future, your dreams. These things are none of our business. Your symptoms, your work-from-home sweatpants, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, who's that from? Ah, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
If you're suffering from cold, flu, or COVID symptoms, you need an accurate temperature reading as quickly as possible. Fever is a leading symptom of both the flu and COVID-19, so the sooner you rule out the common cold, the better. Then seek medical advice on whether your fever means it's the flu or the deadlier COVID-19. Accuracy matters, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the same thermometer used by medical professionals millions of times a day in hospitals and clinics to accurately detect fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, guys, there's a lot of drama in Washington, D.C. right now because if Congress doesn't pass a funding bill by midnight Thursday, the government will shut down. If there is a shutdown, that means TSA agents will probably have to work without pay. It'll be weird when a TSA agent is patting you down like, I'm not in it for the money.
Wow, there you go.
A reporter I trust said, talking to people on the Hill, they all know how this is going to turn out. Democrats know they have to vote for it. Obviously, They're going to have to do it alone. They're just trying to put Republicans in some pain rhetorically before it happens. So it's not going to happen. And any network talking about what will happen if the government shuts down, it's just flat-out clickbait nonsense.
It's a ratings ploy. Yep.
Yeah, so don't believe any of it. Yeah, R. Kelly, the singer, who I don't know that well. I only know his one song.
You know, once that verdict came down and I read all about it, I couldn't get that stupid song out of my brain.
He's the I Believe I Can Fly guy?
He is. That's the song. He had a bunch of hits if you're really into R&B of that period, I guess.
I believe it. But anyway, he had been doing awful things to young women for many years. Anyway, he got convicted over the weekend. He's going to prison. He probably should. But Bill Cosby weighed in for some reason. Says R. Kelly got railroaded in his sex trafficking trial that ended Monday with guilty convictions. Cosby believes the pervy singer was screwed and that he wasn't going to catch a break during the trial. So, thanks for weighing in on that, Bill Cosby.
Because he's guilty?
Like you said, I wonder if Cosby just saw all the traction O.J. gets when O.J. weighs in on various murder verdicts. Just so weird.
Look for Bill Cosby's Twitter account any day now.
I'm just going to run through some things quickly. Two quick sports notes. Richard Sherman is signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think he's just trying to get as far away from his wife and the house he beat on the door as he probably can.
Oh, boy.
San Jose, the other sports note is, I came across this yesterday, because you had mentioned I didn't realize we were almost to the playoffs in baseball. Season's almost over. There's a big feature on ESPN. The Giants have had Major League Baseball's best record for almost the entire season. Why is nobody talking about them? So, interesting, if you're a Giants fan.
I am, for what it's worth.
Yeah. But I don't hear it come up, like, you know, mindshare.
The San Francisco Giants have played 157 games, which means there's five left. They've already won 103 games.
Yeah. The city of San Jose has become the largest U.S. city to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes and ending flavored tobacco sales, with the theory that it's going to keep kids from smoking, I guess?
Yeah. Yep, flavored tobacco. The kids like it.
Maybe you can explain this to me. I don't actually know Dog the Bounty Hunters Act. I never watched that show.
Kind of seeped into my consciousness the way, you know, some characters do. I watched a few minutes of the show, I think.
He's a for real bounty hunter.
Yeah. Just super flamboyant, interesting guy. His late wife, I think she passed away from breast cancer or something like that. Huge blonde head of hair, large breasts, and just so they made great reality show fodder.
So he's jumped into the whole Gabby Petito story. And he's going to set up camp in Florida in his search for Brian Landry. He's noted that 50% of the time the parents know where their kids are. So that's true or not.
I think that's true because he chases bail jumpers. And mom and dad know where Junior's hiding out.
Gotcha. That's interesting that half the time the parents know where they are. I don't know if that's the case here. I'll bet they don't know exactly where he is, but I'd be shocked if they weren't involved in the letting him slip away part. Like, really shocked.
You know, I read an opinion piece by an expert in spousal abuse that said this guy shows every sign of being the controlling, jealous. He defines himself by the relationship. He's angry. You know, he's a classic case. So who knows how many layers of crazy there are in his family.
Good point. And I love these stories. Denmark's Kunsten Museum of Modern Art gave an artist named Jens Honning $84,000. He gave them two blank canvases in return.
Sounds like a ripoff to me. Did he claim that was art of some sort?
Yeah.
Well, you got to know when to stop painting. That's what they say. Before you start, in his case, apparently.
He said the artwork is a statement. The artwork is essentially about the working conditions of artists worldwide. It's a statement saying that we have the responsibility of questioning the structures that we're part of. And if these structures are completely unreasonable, we must break them.
Yeah, okay, fine. Do you plead guilty or not guilty to fraud, sir?
84 grand! And his art is two blank canvases that's talking about the structure of funding art in society worldwide.
What do you say we run that up the flagpole? let's not show up for the next 3 days and tell, you know, the various folks who are kind enough to write checks. Yeah, it's a statement about the conditions under which radio is produced these
days.
So
the museum director's wanting their money back. Others are arguing that it was a very brave artistic take for him to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they wouldn't be arguing that if that was their money. Are you kidding me?
Boy, President Obama said something interesting about immigration yesterday. Did you hear that?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.